Good evening, Dr. Schenck, dictating a pre-imposed bronchodilators for Armitry and Carl with a C. Owens. This goes to the VA on 4623. Mr. Owens performed pre-imposed bronchodilators for Armitry period. Prior to the English bronchodilators, the forced capacity was severely impaired and is a severe degree of airways obstruction period. The air velocity index was less than 1 period. The ratio of FEF 25-75 over FVC was less than 0.8 period. There was slight improvement after bronchodilators period compared to a prior study dated 12-1-22. There's been no significant change in the post-bronchodilator study period. A paragraph impression, severe chronic obstructive pulmonary disease with a minimal bronchospastic component. Showing no significant change, period. Next is a 6-minute walk test on patient Carl Owens. This goes to the VA. On 4-6-23, Mr. Owens performed a 6-minute walk test period. Prior to ambulating, the room air saturation was 95%, period. At 2 minutes and 20 seconds, the patient desaturated to 87% and was placed on 2 liters of nasal oxygen with recovery to 94% saturation, period. It was able to finish the test and achieved 128 meters, and at that time his saturation was 89%, period. A paragraph impression, severe exercise intolerance with demonstrable hypoxemia. Next is a pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry on Alan Burr. This goes to Dr. Bokuk. On 4-6-23, Mr. Burr performed pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry period. Prior to the inhalation of bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was minimally impaired and there was a severe degree of airways obstruction. With insignificant change after bronchodilators period, the air velocity index was less than 1 period. The ratio of FEF 25-75 over FEC was less than 0.8 period. Compared to a prior study dated 12-15-22, there's been no significant change period in paragraph impression. Severe chronic obstructive pulmonary disease without a bronchospastic component showing no progression, period. Next, pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry on Catherine with a K, Zorich, Z-O-R-I-C-H. This goes to Dr. Lee Vaughn. On 4-6-23, Mrs. Zorich performed pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry period. Prior to the inhalation of bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was mildly impaired, and there was a severe degree of airways obstruction, period. The air velocity index was less than 1, period. The ratio of FEF 25-75 over FEC was less than 0.8, period. After bronchodilators, there was a good response, leaving the patient with a moderate degree of airways obstruction, period. Compared to a prior study dated 12-7-22, there's been improvement period, new paragraph impression. moderate to severe chronic obstructive pulmonary disease with a bronchospastic component showing improvement period. Next. 6-minute walk test on Vicki Dempsey. This goes to Dr. Allred. On 4-6-23, Mrs. Dempsey performed a 6-minute walk test, period. Prior to ambulating, her room air saturation was 95%, period. After walking 424 meters in 6 minutes, saturation was 95%, period. A paragraph impression, normal exercise tolerance without demonstrable hypoxemia, period. Next is a 6-minute walk test on Helga Leha, L-E-I-J-H-I-A. This goes to Dr. Strickland. On 4-6-23, Mrs. Leha performed a 6-minute walk test, period. Prior to ambulating, the room air saturation was 92%, period. After walking 427 meters in 6 minutes, saturation was 89%, period. A paragraph impression, normal exercise tolerance without significant demonstrable hypoxemia. Next is a 6-minute walk test on Linda Willis. This goes to Dr. Galfier. On 4-6-23, Mrs. Willis performed a 6-minute walk test, period. Prior to ambulating, her room air saturation was 96%, period. After walking 266 meters in 6 minutes, saturation was 93%, period. And paragraph impression, moderate exercise intolerance without demonstrable hypoxemia. Next, pre and post bronchodilator spirometry on Jimmy Clemens. This goes to Dr. Ellis. On 4/6/23, Mr. Clemens performed pre and post bronchodilator spirometry period. Prior to the inhalation bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was moderately impaired and there was a severe degree of airway obstruction with insignificant change after bronchodilators period. The air velocity index was less than 1 period. The ratio of FEF 25-75 over FEC was less than 0.8 period. Compared to a prior study dated 3/24/22, there's been some improvement period to paragraph impression. Severe chronic obstructive pulmonary disease without a bronchospastic component showing improvement period. Thank you.